So one time I was having dinner at my friend Donald Sutton. This is like 1980, somewhere in there, 81. And he had Lewis Black there as a part of the dinner. And Lewis Black, the subject came up because he was running a room on LaGuardia Place called Sylvette's. It was named after the Picasso sculpture across the street, which was part of an NYU housing area. Anyway, he said, "Look, I'm running this room in the back of this Greek place, and why don't you come down and try it out? What have you got to lose?" And I went, "Eh." So I said to myself, as an artist, it would be wrong for me not to do this because I keep being asked to do it, So I said, "I'll do it, and if I am not good at it, good, job done, settled." So anyway, I went and I did it for about a half an hour, and I got a lot of laughs, and nobody knew who I was. To me, it was a kind of a good sign. But as soon as the word got out that I was experimenting with stand-up comedy, the art world got fascinated, and I started to draw a big crowd. And so Lou said, "Let's take advantage of this." And he had me every Wednesday night or something for a month. And so I started doing art material in order to serve that. And then at one point, I was with a girlfriend at the time who was French, Swiss. I said, I don't know what to do. I said, I'm good at this. And this was before the huge explosion of the comedy happened, right? I said, I could see that I could be good at this. And I don't know whether to do that or continue with painting. And she said, "Follow the energy. Follow the energy. What gives you the most energy?" In the end, I realized I didn't want that lifestyle. I had an affair, so to speak, from my original artwork, which is painting and visual arts. And then I went back to my wife, so to speak.